Okay, greetings from Punk Rock Radio, Germany. This is Franz from Away From Life, here with...
Wolverine.
And we're here interviewing Freddy Madball.
Hello, how you doing? How's everybody doing?
Good, good. Hey, Freddy, our first-time listeners and our first-time readers, why don't you tell us a little bit about your band, a little quick bio about you, where the band come from, who plays what instrument, and how long you've been together?
Oh, man. Well, we're a band, New York hardcore band, we've been together technically since 89, but probably realistically we started to get active in like the earlier 90s. So touring wise and whatnot, we've been active since the early 90s, but technically we've been out since 89. We put out a 7-inch called Ball of Destruction, and it's just been on from there. Closely related to the guys from Agnostic Front. Roger's my older brother, and that's how I was introduced into the hardcore scene, and that's essentially how Madball started. Pretty much a side project of Agnostic Front, and then it took on a life of its own, and here we are.
So Vinny Stigma wrote most of the original songs, is that correct?
The Ball of Destruction stuff early on was Vinny stuff and my brother's stuff. It was, sort of things that were like maybe not used for United Blood or things that were floating around. Some stuff was on United Blood, but we redid it. But yeah, basically all those songs are Vinny and Roger. And I didn't write any of that. And I didn't even write anything on Dropping Many Suckers, the second one. That was a lot of Roger and some Matt Henderson on the writing a little bit.
All right. Tell us who's on the current lineup now.
Okay, the current lineup, which has been together for quite a while. Firstly, I have to mention my partner in crime, Hoya. He's been with me the longest. Hoya's been in this band since 93. He's as close as you can get to an original member besides myself. And then we have Mitz on guitar, who's been with us about 15 years. And the youngest of all is our drummer, Mike, who actually is now going on 7 years. I keep thinking he's the new guy, but for 7 years to be the new guy is pretty, established.
All right. Is there a person from the hardcore and punk scene who has especially influenced you, other than your brother?
Other than my brother, yeah. I was going to say, well, that's kind of, my brother's obviously would be the first choice. He directly brought me into this whole thing, and Vinny would be a close second, I'd say. But, a lot of those early guys influenced me. In what regard? Like performance-wise or just as a person?
I would say performance-wise, too. How you're on stage and how you bring your energy across, how you interact with the crowd every time.
Well, for me, I just kind of always respected the energy of hardcore in general, like without even being specific. I mean, listen, there's a lot of great frontmen. Starting with my brother, then you have guys like John Joseph, then you have HR, Lou from Sick of It All. There are a lot of great frontmen that came out of the scene, I'm more so influenced by the energy of the music, it's an upbeat, it's an energetic form of music, and I think that when you're performing this sort of music, you're supposed to be,
energetic,
energized. And not that everyone has to be the most energetic person in the world, but you have to at least feel the music and be energized to some degree. And it's a music with a lot of angst. And if that's not coming out, you're not going to really be believable. So, I'm influenced by just, the feeling of it, and obviously certain guys have always respected what they do,
Right. That's true. Do you remember the first hardcore punk record you ever got, and do you still have it?
Oh, that's easy. United Blood and Victim in Pain. For me, those kind of questions, it's like I was given that, my brother put out United Blood, and I had one of the first pressings, Victim in Pain came out. I got one. And me in particular, because we have other siblings and but I'm the youngest, and I was particularly into it. I actually was the one out of all the other siblings that really took to hardcore. So, you know, I would be eager to get those. But yeah, anything like that, like, and related to hardcore or punk, like, was handed down to me. And even all music, you know, like, all my initial exposure to music was handed down by my family, you know, whether it be rock, hip-hop, disco, salsa, anything. You know, it was vinyls that we had in our house that I would grab and listen to and put them on and go, oh, I like this, oh, I don't like this, oh, this is cool, this is not cool, you know. That's how I grew up, listening to vinyl.
All right, in your opinion, who are the top three most influential people in hardcore today?
Top 10? Top three?
Three.
Bands or people?
People.
I have to shout my brother. I can't say it. He's influential to me and so many others. And just, you know, my brother just wrote a book. Like, they're doing a movie. I mean, these are people that are still involved in the culture, because there's a lot of people that were in hardcore. And I mean, not even just New York, like hardcore as a whole. But, you know, they sort of, like, got out of it early on and, like, moved on to do other things, you know. And a lot of the New York people sort of kept it going, you know. And so, to me, that's very important, you know what I mean? These are people that are keeping the movement and the culture alive on a grand scale, you know. So, influential people would have to be, Roger would have to be one of them. I'm trying not to pick just people in bands. I'm just trying to think of people's accomplishments and what and how it impacted our whole thing. Three of the most influential people. I have to say Bad Brains, even whether okay. they're not what they were, but as a band, they. You know, not even one person specifically, but as a band, are very influential to hardcore as a whole. And then, who would the third person be? I don't know, man. I want to say Stigma, man, but I'm so biased because that's like my family, you know.
All right.
Who's the third person? I don't know, man.
Can I say somebody who I think that might belong on that list?
Yeah.
What about Drew Stone?
Drew Stone, yeah, he definitely takes part. I mean, it's hard because when you're narrowing it to three, I mean, Drew Stone has done a lot. He's been in bands. He's been around the scene for a very long, long time. And now he's contributing by putting out this movie that he's done. So, you know, I would definitely, and he's done many videos that were, you know, involved in, that were part of the culture. So he's definitely an influential figure, you know, for sure. I mean, I'll let you throw his name in there. Why not? Sure.
So, Freddie, so far we've been talking about a lot of history of hardcore, you know, but Madball is not a band that always just stuck in the past. I mean, especially during the last... I would say the last decade, you released new stuff, and it seems like you're really up to release new stuff. So would you say that the philosophy of Madball is not to be stuck in the past, but also to look forward and release new creative output? Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, and that's a very big thing for us, is to not respect the past, respect your history, you know, and, you know, we were like the second generation, even though I knew guys from the first generation, because I had the, you know, privilege to be, you know, related to Roger. And so I was a little kid during that first wave, but I really don't consider myself at, like, you know, I consider myself and our band more so like, you know, second or third generation, even coming out of New York. And we were new guys at one point doing something different that some of the old timers didn't always agree with, you know? So we know what it feels like to be in that position. You know, we had credibility because of who we were, but not everyone was 100% sold on what we were doing because we were kind of doing something different. And I believe you need that, though. You need that to evolve and progress. And you can't get stuck in the past. I mean, when we were first doing this band, it was like in school. We were like in school. We were learning our craft. Now is finally when we're hitting our stride and we've kind of figured out this thing that we do from the performance aspect to the writing aspect to every aspect. So it's like, I don't think of myself as like an old school guy because like I was just in school learning, you know, like that was my schooling. Now we're starting to, come into ours, you know what I mean?
So you would say that Madball is still developing.
That's right.
And
100%.
It's not like the creative high point now. You're still searching for something.
When people
more.
Are like, Set It Off, that was my... I'm like, yeah, that was our first album, though. Like, we were like babies, you know? We were just figuring out how we could contribute to hardcore. Like, what could we bring that Agnostic Front hasn't already brought or Murphy's Law or Cro-Mags or somebody else? What can we contribute? We're the young guys. What are we going to bring to the table that other bands haven't done? And so... But we were just learning. We didn't know. I didn't know how to write songs. It was like, it's all learning. Now we know how to write songs, and we have learned a lot over the years and have had more life experience. So, yeah, we were just starting out, man. This is like, it's a good time for us right now.
So we talked a lot about the big players.
Yeah.
What about the bands nobody knows that play hardcore? Do you have any recommendations?
No, I'm just kidding.
Who would you say is the most underrated band?
Wisdom and Chains from Pennsylvania.
Wisdom and Chains from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they're the most underrated band.
Okay,
and they're known, and they're becoming more known nowadays, even more so. But they're not new kids who just started like yesterday. You know, they've been around for a few years and have had some really good releases and. So, in my opinion, are one of the best hardcore bands out, period.
To the best of my knowledge, you're going to be releasing a split CD with Wisdom and Chains coming up.
That's right.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's just based on that. It's just based on friendships and also, a respect thing. They respect us for who we are and what we've done and vice versa. Like I see them as an underrated sort of band sometimes, like, and part of it's to do with they have families and work and stuff that sometimes prevents them from touring as much as they would like to, things like that. But just in general, I always felt like they were a little bit underrated, and so maybe us combined can help each other out. Maybe it'll give them some more visibility. But even visibility or no visibility, it's something that we've been talking about doing for a while because we have, we share a friendship, there's camaraderie there between the bands. And so it just made a lot of sense to do it. Really did. Yeah.
Can we then expect new music from Madball?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, the song that's coming out on that split is going to be the title track of the new album. And I know that's a little bit unorthodox to do that. But it was kind of intentional because we want to give people a taste of the new album.
Okay, and the name is?
For the Cause.
For the Cause.
Yeah.
All right. We will be able to hear that tonight here at Punk Rock Holiday?
No, we're not doing it live yet. We do know it, but we're not doing it yet. We're going to hold off until we get closer to when the 7-inch comes out.
All right. Yeah. Getting back to, I hate to say it, Drew Stone, you did an interview with him. And that in that interview, you also mentioned about kids today should really know their hardcore history.
That's right.
Right. The last time we met up at that music festival, I actually ran into somebody with a nice Madball logo.
Yeah.
Tattoo.
Yeah.
And on it was he had DMS written out on it. Uh-huh. And I went up to him and I said, oh, that's, it was really good work. Mm-hmm. That's what caught my eye in the first place. Mm-hmm. But I asked him about it, and he didn't know what DMS stood for.
Oh, boy.
So can you tell...
That's a big no-no.
Can you tell us what DMS is all about?
First of all, First of all, the Madball logo part, I mean, we are, anytime we see that, we are very flattered by that. You know, the fact that anyone would get our band logo tattooed on them is always, for us, like, wow, you know, respect, you know. The DMS part, that maybe the person that did that, if you're listening, should reconsider and maybe get something else scribbled on that, because the thing about DMS is it's a brotherhood, you know, that came out of the hardcore scene, you know, but it's not, you know, an open door thing where like anyone can just get a tattoo and say, hey, I'm DMS. It's not like that. You know, it's a group of people that have been through a lot of things together. And, you know, those letters are exclusive to that group. You know what I mean? It's not for everyone. You know, and we've always shouted it out in our songs and have used it as metaphorically, whatever. We've always thrown it around. But it's not, you know, to be used by the public, really, you know?
Being the front man, how do you feel about when kids look up to you and want to aspire to be you? Do you feel pressured, or is it like, oh, wait, kids, oh, now here I'm on stage, and they're looking up and say, I want to be that guy?
Oh, man, you know, I never would consider myself a role model. I mean, I know that when you do music or whatever, or when you're in a band and you're somewhat established, even if it's on an underground level or whatever it is, I know that there's going to be people out there that are, you know, respect what you do and admire you, you know, and that's, I mean, look, I am who I am, and if that's something that, you know, does something for you or inspires you in any way, I'm very, very humbled by it, and that's cool. You know, I try to present myself in a way, you know, where, especially now that I have kids, you know, I try to present myself in a dignified way, you know, but I'm also human, man, you know, and I'm a very flawed human, so I make mistakes, you know, so I don't consider myself a role model, but hey, you know, if you can take something from our music and or from what I do, cool, something positive, that's fine.
In view of recent acts of terrorism at concerts and other spectator events in Europe, especially the most recent attack on Gary Mesko from Propane, have you taken...
What attack on Gary Mesko?
Oh, yeah, he did a show in Belgium, and he was attacked after the show and landed in the hospital, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This just happened?
This summer.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you
think that's new to me, man. I'm not a social media guy, so I'm like, I'm terrible. Yeah, that's why.
You've been on tour, but...
And I'm not that guy, you know? Like, I'm not on... You know, when I'm home, I'm immersed in my family, and, like, I'm not a social media person, so, like... I tell people, hey, post this on our band site, but, like, Wow, I didn't know that. That's a bummer, man. Yeah, I know Gary a long time.
He's okay? He's fine, and they're back on tour.
Oh, good. Good to hear.
But my question is, you know, in view of all of these recent events,
yeah,
what steps do you take as far as security goes for your own personal safety?
Just be vigilant. That's all we can do, man. You know, we're lucky because we have, I would say, more friends than we do enemies scattered about the world. So we're lucky in that way that a lot of cities that we go to, you know, people respect us, who we are and how we carry ourselves. So we have a lot of eyes, you know, like I said, more friends than enemies. I'm sure we have a few people that don't like us out there too, you know, who doesn't? But yeah, just got to be vigilant. I mean, you know, we don't have a security team that's going to come and protect us from some terrorist attack, if that's what you're asking. I mean, you know, those kind of things, even if you do have security, you still don't know how it's going to come about, when, who, what. So you just have to be vigilant, and I guess our street smarts have to kick into play a little bit, you know? And that's the best we can all do. But nothing's going to stop us from walking outside our doors or playing our music or taking our kids to wherever we want to take them, you know. We just have to be, in general, have to be vigilant and on point and be ready for whatever, you know.
Okay. So we got one last thing. It's about another New York band, about the Ramones. I'm doing a project about them. So when I do an interview, I ask people to read one of the lyrics of the Ramones.
Okay.
And it's called Ramoetry. I did an exhibition about it last year.
Okay.
And in October, the project will go to the internet. And okay. I would like you to choose one of these songs and read it for us. You have free choice.
I like a lot of these songs. I like the Ramones, so just trying to pick
that's
one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I do. My name is Freddie from Madball. 24 hours to go. I want to be sedated. Nothing to do and nowhere to go. Oh, I want to be sedated. Just get me to the airport. Put me on a plane. Hurry, hurry, hurry before I go insane. I can't control my fingers. I can't control my brain. Oh, no, 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 no. 24 hours to go. Just put me in a wheelchair. Get me on a plane. Hurry, hurry, hurry before I go insane. I can't control my fingers. I can't control my brain. Oh, no, 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 no. Keep reading. 24 hours to go. I want to be sedated. Nothing to do and nowhere to go. I want to be sedated. Just put me in a wheelchair. Get me to the show. Hurry, hurry, hurry before I go loco. I like that. I can't control my fingers. I can't control my toes. Oh, no, 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 no. 24 hours to go. Just put me in a wheelchair. Bop, bop, bop. How do you read that? I could sing it, but I don't know if I could read it. Ba ba bam, ba 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 bam ba. I want to be sedated 4 times.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.